We have Cameron Jordan from the Saints on the phone right now. This is a great job of giving me a heads up. I appreciate that. But, you know, let's bring on Cam Jordan of the Saints, who just had a great victory, 31-21, over the Panthers defensive end for the New Orleans Saints. Cameron, how you doing? Congrats on the win.
Great. Great. Thanks. Much appreciated. So, at the end of the day, blessed to be alive, blessed to have a family, blessed to have a win.
How about blessed to be 9-3 and in first place?
Sounds great, doesn't it?
Sounds good, right? Six tackles today, including one for loss. You know, what's it like when you got? When are you going to see Cam Newton on the other side? You know, he's a guy who, you know, he's got a big arm. He's a big dude. He can run. How do you prepare for a guy like that? Because obviously, you did it pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, they do a lot of motions. We simply had to simplify their offense. And, you know, that sort of tapered us down and being more aggressive in the blitzing and part in the rushing the pass and making sure we were doing more of a contain than actually going after the quarterback. But in that second half, we were, you know, after we primarily shut down their runs, we then were able to turn up on their on the pass rush.
Well, you guys did a terrific job today on defense, 10-point win. Let me ask you, you know, you guys get to play with a guy who's clearly going to the Hall of Fame in Drew Brees. What is it like playing with Drew Brees? He's a guy who's got a reputation for being a great leader. Give us the insight on what it's like to be on that team with Drew Brees.
You know, in my mind, he's like, you know, he's clearly king of the air. We talk about, you normally lead, you know, top tier quarterback and leading the league in passing yards. We talk about his ability to make checks, but as of late, you know, as a defensive guy, you know, it's always great to see all these touchdowns happen. But the way the offensive line is making, you know, these plays happen for our running backs, the way our running backs are reading their right runs, making these big type plays. At the end of the day, Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram are doing a tremendous job at, you know, not only making misses, but extending those plays out, which, again, you know, brings balance to our offense. And now, you know, next thing you know, you got touchdowns in the end zone. So it's great complementary offense.
Cam, this year your defense is so improved, you know, from previous seasons. Nobody ever thinks of the Saints in recent years as a top defensive team. You guys have been terrific on defense. What was the catalyst?
You know, this young locker room. We have rookies who can come in and contribute to the game, like Trey Hendrickson. We have Marshawn Lattimore when he's healthy, Marcus Williams when he's healthy. We have a leader on your secondary like Kenny Vaccaro. When you talk about you bringing in a whole new set of linebackers, minus, you know, Craig Robinson, you draft a young kid who gets hurt early on, but he was showing potential. You bring in Manti Te'o, you bring in A.J. Klein, and of course, you know, we had Craig Robinson, who led our team in tackles last year, being such a horrible defender like Craig Robinson. You know, at the end of the day, it's really helped. And then we talk about that second-year leap from our defensive line with Sheldon Rankins and David Onyemata, the way Tyler Davidson is playing on our interior. Honestly, it's just the whole chemistry factor of our defense, and I love it.
Cameron Jordan, defensive end for the New Orleans Saints, who also have a 9-3 record and first place in the very tough NFC South. Cam, congrats on the win, and thanks for taking a few minutes with us today.
I much appreciate it.
Cameron Jordan, the New Orleans Saints.